Good evening. This week is Parshas Vayetze. Parshas Vayetze is always read in the month of Kislev as we approach the Amtif of Chanukah. 3 weeks from tonight is Chanukah. First time the Torah ever talks to us about oil is in Parshas Vayetze. Vayitzoy Shemen Al Roisha, Yaakov pours oil on the monument, and Yaakov is preparing us for the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the Yom Tov of oil. The parasha begins, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Shava, Vayele Charon. Yaakov leaves Be'er Shava and he goes to Charon. The Medrash, the first Medrash Rabbah on this parasha begins with a pasuk. Like every week, the Medrash starts off with a pasuk, and ties the pasuk into the parasha. So the Medrash there brings the pasuk in Mishle, Kapitel Gimel. Pasuk says, "Oz teilech lovetach darkecha, im shachafta loisivchad v'shachafta v'arvash nasecha." Then you will go in confidence on your road, on your way. You will lie down and you will not be afraid, and you will sleep and enjoy your sleep. Which that's an expression that find many times, have a sweet sleep. What does this pasuk have anything to do with Parshas Vayetze? Im teilech lovetach darkecha, im tishkav loisivchad, v'shachavta v'arvash nasecha. Later on, the Medrash tells us that Yaakov Avinu slept here for the first time, v'yishkav b'mokim hahu. And as Rashi brings here from the Medrash, that for the 14 years that he was in the base Medrash of Aver, he didn't sleep at all, or he didn't sleep on a bed. Doesn't mean he didn't sleep at all, it means he didn't lie down. And the Medrash asks, so what was he doing? The Medrash asks, what did he do either from now on, or what did he do before? The different opinions, what the Medrash means. And the Medrash brings two opinions. One opinion is he was busy saying the 15 Shir Hama'alos of Sefer Tehillim. The 15 Shir Hama'alos, he said, as he was shepherding the sheep of Lavan. And the other day is he was saying the entire Tehillim. What exactly does that mean? What's the idea that the Medrash is trying to convey to us that Yaakov was busy saying Tehillim? Whether the 15 Shir Hama'alos or it's the entire Tehillim? There too, the Medrash tells us, "Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shava mi be'era shel shvua." The Farshim explained that the Medrash is bothered. Why does the pasuk have to say Yaakov went out of Be'er Sheva? We know that's where he was. So why does it have to say he went out from Be'er Sheva? Although one may ask, who says he was in Be'er Sheva? You would imagine he was in Chevron, because that's where Yitzchak lived. Yitzchak lives in Chevron. So what's Yaakov doing in Be'er Sheva? Anyway, the Medrash asks, why is it necessary to say Mibe'er Shava? So the Medrash translates it, Al Pidrush, Mibe'era Shel Shvua. The Mepharshim explain over there, as the Medrash actually says, it means that Yaakov went out away from Avimelech. He didn't want to be near Avimelech because he was afraid that he would have to enter into a covenant with him, just like his father and his grandfather did. And that would prolong the connection between Avimelech and Klal Yisrael, because Avraham and Yitzchak made a treaty with him. They weren't allowed to harm, they weren't allowed to fight the descendants of Avimelech for many years. We see even David HaMelech had an issue. David HaMelech, it says, was not able to conquer the Yavusi, the Yoshvei Yerushalayim, because of the bris that Avraham and Yitzchak made with Avimelech, which is called the Shvua. In fact, that's where Be'er Sheva, that's where it was named Be'er Sheva. It was named Be'er Sheva because Kisham Nishbu Shnehem, as we learned in the previous parasha. So Yaakov left Be'era Shel Shvua because he didn't want to have to deal with that. He was afraid he would also have to make a treaty with him. And then who knows how long Klal Yisrael would have to deal with Avimelech. That's how the Medrash translates Mi Be'er Sheva and Mi Be'era Shel Shvua. Perhaps we can give a different interpretation and connect it to the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is quickly approaching us. And Parshas Vayetze is the parsha that's always read in the month of Kislev. Kislev, says the Sefer Yetzirah, Himlech Ois Samach Beshina. Every month, as we know, has a letter, and every month has a mode. The letter of Kislev, as explained in the Svarim of Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen, Shem Shmuel, and others, is the letter Samach. Cheshvan was the Nun, and now Kislev is the Samach. Together that gives you Nes, Nun Samach, the Nes of Chanukah. Here you have the Samach, and the mode is Shina. Shina means sleeping. What does sleeping have to do with Kislev? Himlech Ois Samach B'Shina. Reb Tzadok says that the Samach of Kislev, the letter Samach, which Kislev was created with the letter Samach, you have a Samach in the word Kislev, is Soimech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. That Hashem supports all those that fall. Soimech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim, he says, and that's the Samach of Kislev, that's the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Chanukah is a Yom Tov of tremendous chizik, even all the Noiflim, all those that fell, have smicha, have support on Chanukah. Chanukah is a tikkun for the Noiflim, it's a tikkun for those that normally there is no tikkun for, even those Neshama says, the Gemara says that we cannot, the candles that are not lit on Shabbos may be lit on Chanukah, as the Maranayim explains it to me, that those Neshamas, Nefesh, Psila, Shemen, Nefesh stands for Nefesh, Psila, Shemen, Neirais, Shmanim, Upsilais, Sha'amru Chachamim, Ein Madikin Ben B'Shabbos, Madikin Ben B'Chanukah, that those neshamas that are compared to Neiris, Neir Hashem, Nishmas Adam, that Shabbos doesn't affect, Chanukah affects. Chanukah is uplifting for all of Klal Yisrael, even those that don't are not affected by Shabbos, not even Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, are given Chanukah as a grace period. Till Zayis Chanukah, one can still do tshuva. As the Tzvilat Tzadik, Karen Yeshua, the Blujava, the Dinava, Rebbe's Amazvir, and the Asfarim, based on the Pasuk in Hosea, Lechu no v'nivachecha yoymar Hashem, the Pasuk that we say on Shabbos Shuva, which is interesting because that Pasuk, that Haftarah of Shabbos Shuva, is also the Haftarah of this week. The Haftarah of Vayetze, part of it at least, according to some Minhagim, part of it is what we read Vayetze, and part of it is read Shabbos Shuva. Where there we read the Navi Hosea says, Rachtzu, Hizaku, 10 expressions of cleanliness, cleansing oneself. And then the Navi says, Lechu no v'nivachecha yoymar Hashem. Actually, it's in Yeshaya. Mistake. No, it's Yeshaya, which is the Nevuah of Shabbos Chazoin. It happens to be that the Nevuah of Shabbos Shuva, that we read in Shabbos Shuva, is this week too, because this is the preparation for Chanukah. Chanukah is also the Yom Tov of Tshuva. But in the Haftarah of Yeshaya, it says, Lechu no v'nivachecha. V'nivachecha, he says, is the letter Chanukah, backwards. Lechu no v'nivachecha. Rachatzu, Hizaku, Hosiru, Chidlu, Limdu, Dirshu, Ashru, Shiftu, Rivu, those are 10 expressions, Lechuna, those are 10 different expressions just corresponding to the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Rachatzu, Hizaku is Rosh Hashanah, that's why it's Rosh Hatevis Reish Hei, Rachatzu, Hizaku. Lechuna would be Yom Kippur, that's the 10th expression here, Lechuna. And Vinivachacha has in it the letters Chanukah. And Chanukah is the last, Zayis Chanukah especially, the Gemar Chasima Toiv, as all the Svarim speak about, is on Chanukah. So on Chanukah there's a tikkun for all the neshamas, Soimech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. That's the Samach of Kislev. But what's the Shina? What's the sleeping? What does this mean? This is the month that we go to sleep. On the contrary, the Haftarah that we read Shabbos Chanukah is about waking up. The Haftarah of Shabbos Chanukah in Zechariah is Vayi'ireini Mishnosoi, and he awakened me from sleep. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of his Oiris, of awakening. Like the Shofar awakens us, so does the Yom Tov of Chanukah awaken us from our slumber, similar to the Shofar, Uru Yishenim, Mitardei Maschem. Uru Yishenim is B'Gematria Gemar Chasim Mateva. So the Gemar Chasim HaTeiva of Rosh Hashanah is a time of awakening. What does Kislev then have to do with sleeping, with Shina? Tzadik tells us that Kislev is the month of Betochen. Kislev is from the words in Tehillim. It says Vayosimu Beloyim Kislam, or in Mishle Hashem Yihye BeKislecha. Kislecha means faith. Kesel is faith. Many of the Svarim that talk about the months tie Kislev with many words in Tanakh, and Mishle especially Kislecha Kislay, which means Betachim, month of Betachim. Gemara tells us that Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Chizkiyahu Mashiach. And Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, that Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyahu, was supposed to be Mashiach, and Sancheirev Goygu Magoig. Goygu Magoig doesn't necessarily have to be a specific nation. Whoever in that generation, if that generation merits Mashiach, whichever nation at that time attacks Eretz Yisrael is considered Goygu Magoig. Chizkiyahu was roy to be Mashiach. He was the Mashiach of his generation. And Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Chizkiyahu Mashiach. Sancheirev would have been Goygu Magoig. But it says because Chizkiyahu did not sing and praise and thank Hashem for the nisim that Hashem made for him, he was not zoich. It says, the Gemara makes a kal v'chomer, if David HaMelech, whose whole his whole being was shirois v'sishbachos, and yet he was not zoich, so how could Chizkiyahu have an opportunity to say shira? How could he be zoich to be Moshiach? That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. The Medrash and Chazal in various places say that Chizkiyahu went to sleep that night that Sancheirev came with his legions and surrounded Yerushalayim. It says Chizkiyahu was sleeping. And Hashem says, Ata Yoshein al Mitoscha, you could sleep on your bed, and I'm going to take care of the enemy for you. And that night, they all died. As the Pasuk says in Malachim, and Yeshaya, it talks all about how the entire army of Sancheirev died overnight. They heard the Shira of the Malachim, they weren't able to handle it. Only Sancheirev was alive. He woke up, he saw what happened, he ran away, and he became a ger. What's the diuk that Chizkiyahu was sleeping that night? So the emes is that someone who has betochen can go to sleep. Someone who has true faith and emuna in Hashem and is not afraid of anything has no problem sleeping. Why do people have insomnia? Why do people twist and turn in bed? Why do people have sleepless nights? Because they have a lot on their minds and they're worried and they're nervous. What's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be next week? What's going to be with parnasa? What's going to be with shidduchim? What's going to be with health? And what's going to be with that? Lack of betochen. The person who has betochen be'emes b'shleimus is totally relaxed and lives a life of peace and tranquility, and he's able to sleep. It's you do it tzaddikim, before they even hit the bed, they'd be sleeping already. The little amount that they would sleep, they never had a problem sleeping. If they slept for an hour, or 2 hours, or 3 hours, whatever it was, straight, and then they got up, and that's it. They never had any problem sleeping, because they don't lack, and when you don't lack in betochen, you have no problem sleeping. A person who cannot sleep because of worries, which most people, unfortunately, this is the situation, it's lack of betochen. Kislev is the month of betochen, and therefore the mode is shina, sleeping. Not that we have to sleep the whole kislev, that's not what it means. It means the fact that you have betochen means that when you have to sleep, you'll be able to sleep. Chizkiyahu had tremendous betochen. Imagine knowing that your city is surrounded by the superpower of that time surrounded your city, and there are hundreds and thousands of soldiers around Yerushalayim ready to enter at any moment. He can go to sleep. How is a child he can go to sleep? Because Chizkiyahu had betochen. His name suggests Miloshim Chizuk. In fact, the Gemara tells us that Chizkiyahu hid the Sefer Refuos. There was a Sefer Refuos that people were reading and learning so that they could heal the sick. There was a sefer that had all the different refuahs and segulahs to heal all the ailments. And Chizkiyahu, it says, got rid of that because he said, after people are going to read the book and they're going to go through all these refuahs, they're not going to have any betochen in Hashem anymore. So he hid the sefer refuahs. Chizkiyahu's midah was betochen. He was able to sleep. But he lacked in the shira. Had he had Shira together with the Betachim, he would have been Mashiach. So what is required for Bias HaMashiach is Betachim and Halel V'Hoida'ah and Shira to Hashem. Betachim, and therefore there's nothing to be afraid of, And then when Hashem brings the neis, one thanks Hashem for it. And that, those were the Chashmeinoyim. The Chashmeinoyim, the Maccabees, were Balei B'tochen of the highest degree. A small band of 13 individuals were able to fight the huge Syrian Greek army, which certainly had more than 13 people, according to the Midrashim, the Revavais, Revavais. Rashi brings it in Chumash, when it talks about Levi and Parshas Vezois HaBracha, who the Chashmeinoyim come from. Moshe Rabbeinu benches Shevet Levi, and he says, Mechatz Mosnayim Komov. Says Rashi in the second shot here, that Moshe saw that the Chashmeinoyim are going to fight with the Yevonim. So he davened for them because there were so few. 12 sons of the Chashmeinoyim and Elozar. He counts Elozar separately. It's 13. Keneged Kama Revavois. Revavois are tens of thousands, at least. How is it possible that 13 people, no matter what weapons they had, in those days they weren't like they have today anyway, are going to go and fight tens and thousands of people? That's impossible. It's only betochem. Mechatz masnayim komov. That's referring to the Nes of Chanukah. These three words, mechatz masnayim komov, is begematria shemen zayis zoch. And mechatz masnayim komov is begematria ois samach b'shina. That's the letter and the mode of Kislev. Soimech Hashem l'chom ha'noifelim, Shino, you're able to go to sleep. That's, the Chashmeinoyim had that madrega. They were able to sleep at night. They had betochen, they had emuna, they were able to fight the Yevonim, and they won. Mechatz Masnayim Komov. That's Levi. The Leviim, though they were so few, they were the ones who fought the Oivdei Ha'egel. Because they had betochen. And they had emunah, they didn't sin. Kishamu im rasechu v'rizcha yinsoiru. And from them come Matis Yahu, Koyen Godel, Chashmeinoi Ubonov, who had this betochen and were able to defeat the Yevonim. But it all starts with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the of the Ova, is the one who represents the Yid Bizman HaGolus. Yaakov, in fact, is going into Golus. Vayetze Yaakov yibe'ershov vayelech Haran. He's going to Haran, to Haroin Afshal Mokoyim. He's going out of Eretz Yisrael. He's going up north, which is the left side of Eretz Yisrael, ki yadua. North is left, south is right. As the Pasuk says, Tzofoin v'yomin atov v'rosom. The Ner Chanukah we light on the left side of the doorway. Ner Chanukah mismoil. Yaakov goes out of Eretz Yisrael. And there, as he comes to Choron, Vayelech Choron of Ayivka Bamokoim, when he comes to Choron, he encounters the Shechina. As Chazal tells us, the Gemara says in Chulin, he went back, and then the Beis Hamikdash came to him. Nekra Har HaMayriya Ubo Lefonov. So Yaakov goes out of Eretz Yisrael and encounters Eretz Yisrael there. He leaves Beis Hamikdash, he goes outside of the Mikdash area, outside of Eretz Yisrael, and he bumps into the Beis Hamikdash when he's outside. Chorona v'ayivka b'amokon. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash goes with us wherever we are. Bizman HaGolus, on the left side, with normally mitzvahs are performed on the right. Bachutz, the mitzvah is to light the menorah al Pesach beisai mi bachutz. Why bachutz? So the Rambam in his first seif in Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam, based on the Mishnayos and Midos, tell us that the Yevonim made 13 breaches in the wall around the Beis Hamikdash. Portsu boy protzais, the lashon is pritza. We say in the Yevonim nikpitzu alai azay b'mei chashmanim uportsu chaymais migdolai. The expression of pritza, which means breach, cracks. They made cracks in the wall around the Beis Hamikdash. Why did they do that? Because they wanted to infiltrate. They wanted that the tumah of the outside should enter the Makom HaMikdash. They wanted to influence, to contaminate the Makom HaMikdash and bring the tumah from the Rishus HaRabim into the Kedusha of the Rishus HaYochid. Comes Chanukah and does just the opposite. Chanukah is the Kedusha of the Pnim, goes to the outside, affects the outside. We light the menorah al Pesach beisayim b'chutz dafka. The kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash goes out to counter the forces of evil that try to infiltrate and come in. We have Hanukkah that brings the kedusha outside. Uparatzta yomah v'kedma v'tzafayna v'negma. This week's parasha, the first time the Torah uses this expression, we find also that Shabbos Hanukkah is usually either vayeshev or miketz, but we also have the birth of Peretz. Peretz is the ancestor of Mashiach. Mashiach comes from Peretz, and Mashiach is called Peretz. In Micha, the pasuk says Yale haPeretz lefaneinu, because Mashiach is going to do just that. Mashiach will breach, will break down the barriers. Peretz gather, Melech Peretz gather. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, a king has the right to break down walls when he has to go someplace. Melech HaMashiach will be Peretz the Gidrei HaGolus. There will be no boundaries, there will be no obstacles in the path of Mashiach. Mashiach will be able to affect every Jew no matter where he is, whether he's on the left, whether he's on the floor, whether he's outside, whether he's affected by the night. Hanukkah is the Yom Tov that we light the menorah on the left side of the doorway, by the outside, below 10 Tfachim where the Shechina never went. May Olam lo yard the Shechina lamata meyud, as the Gemara says in Sukkah. Dafka there we light the menorah. And at night, Mishatishka Hachama Achatichla Regal Menashut, nighttime, which is the time when the Koichais Hara, when the Chitzainim and the Sitra Achara rule, the boundary of Esav, the boundaries of Tumah, that's where the Yom Tov of Hanukkah goes. Hanukkah is so powerful, it lights up the air, the Gevul of Esav, the Gevul of the Chitzainim, the outside world. That's parat uparatzta yomav akedma v'tzafayna v'negba. This is the bracha given to Yaakov Avinu, that unlike Avraham and Yitzchak, whose reward was with a gvul, Avraham, it was said, look at Eretz Yisrael. Whatever you see is yours. Yitzchak was told, es kol ha'aratzah is ha'el. But by Yaakov it says, "Uparatzta yomav akedma v'tzafayna v'negma." Nachal abeli mitzorim. The Gemara learns out from this pasuk called "Ma'anegas Hashabbos." Noisnin loy nachal abeli mitzorim. It's a heritage, an inheritance with no borders. There are no mitzorim, no constraints. Everywhere, everywhere means everywhere. Left, right, down, up, outside, inside. There is no gevul. The kedusha is everywhere. Yaakov Avinu went out of Eretz Yisrael, he went into Golus, he represents the Jew in Golus. And Yaakov Avinu prepared for us when Yaakov saw Esav and Yishmael joining together, as we read at the end of last week's parasha, Vayelech Esav al Yishmael, he saw the tzoris that Klal Yisrael are going to endure in Golus Edom, in Golus Yavon, and in our time, Golus Yishmael. So Yaakov prepared for us the Yom Tov of Chanukah. We know the Avos, Maisa Avay Simin Lebanim. So all of us are included in the Avays. So the neshamas of the first generations of Klal Yisrael were included in Avraham Avinu. The neshamas of the Middle Ages, we can call the Middle Ages, are Yitzchak. And the latter generations, that's Yaakov from the word Ekev, especially our generation, Ikfas of the Mashiach. Chanukah was given in the time of Ekev. Chanukah was first revealed during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, after every Yom Tov, after Torah Shebiksav was already sealed, we were zeichet to the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and Chanukah illuminates in the midst of the darkness, enables us to endure the Golus, and it's the only Yom Tov where we're allowed to go into the boundary of Esav. Esav rules in the Rishus HaRabim. Esav is on the left side. Esav is below 10 Tfachim, Esav rules at night, and that's when we light the menorah. We know that in Golus, there was what the Gemara calls the Gimel Shvuos, the three oaths that Hashem made the Jews swear that they will not violate. One is that we're not allowed to rebel against Golus, we're not allowed to go forcefully to Eretz Yisrael before the time, we're not allowed to bring the Geula physically before the time. Lo yalu b'achayma, lo yimrudu b'umay sa'olam, lo yitchaku es ha'kates. We're not supposed to be doichek the kates. Gemara de Ksubas. Today it became a controversial issue, but the ma'aseh to Gemara Mefureshes that in Golus we're bound by these oaths. We have to accept the Golus and we have to wait for Mashiach to take us out of Golus. He's the one who says, Hashem, previous Lubavitcher Rebbe quotes his father, the Rashab, who was very vehement about these Shavuos, was very, very anti-Zionist. And the Rashab writes, and his son continued, and his successor also, all held very stark of these Shavuos. And the lashon that they used was that Hashem is the one who sent us into exile, and He and only He will take us out of exile. The idea is not that we can do it ourselves. There were certain elements, even among religious Jews, that felt that they can bring the Geula on their own, physically. The Gemara said, that's a Gemara, they have their opinions, that's what the Gemara says. Bisman ha-Geula, of course, these oaths will no longer exist. Then we will be able to rebel against the nations. Then we will bring the cates. Then we will go en masse to Eretz Yisrael. Then there won't be any issues of violating the Shavuos. Chanukah, we get a taste of that. There were certain tzaddikim that were higher than the Shavuos. Shimshon, for example. Shimshon was the neshama of Mashiach. Yaakov Avinu thought that he was Mashiach. Yehi don nochash alei derech, nochash begematria Mashiach. Shimshon also went to places where no one ever went. Shimshon went into the land of the Pelishnim, even married Plishti women in order to bring out the sparks of Kedusha, in order to bring out neshamais that had fallen into the Imke HaKlipais, as Reb Tzadok is Mayrach Ba'arucha about Shimshon and the greatness of Shimshon. So the Pasuk says, V'hu yochel the hoishia es Yisrael, he yochel chazal darshan, he will be able to nullify the shvuos, in Lashon lo yachel devaroi, the oaths that we are bound by in Golas, not to rebel against the nations, doesn't apply to Shimshon. We see Shimshon rebelled against the Plishtim. He antagonized them, Keseder, and his fellow, even the Talmid HaChachamim of his generation, were very upset with Shimshon. They said, what are you doing? Why are you antagonizing the Goyim? Why are you doing this? But Shimshon was able to do it. Shimshon was the neshama of Mashiach. Mashiach is not afraid of the Shavuos. Mashiach and Shimshon being the neshama of Mashiach, so he was able to go into the boundary of Esav in his time to polish them and fight them and antagonize them. And that was his bechina, that was his inyan. The same as Chanukah. Nochash is Isis Ner Shel Chanukah. Chanukah is the Ha'ora of the Yemais HaMashiach. Chanukah is the Rekeach and the B'nai Yisoschar and the Pinchas Korot. So all the Tzaddikim say that Chanukah is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. On Chanukah, for the 8 days of Chanukah, we get a taste of the world of eight, which is the world of Mashiach. Mashiach, as Rosh HaTevis says, the Tzvilat Tzaddik, Madlik Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah. On Chanukah, we're all living in Yemois HaMashiach. Chanukah, therefore, does not abide by the rules of Golas. On Chanukah, doesn't mean that physically, literally, we're allowed to rebel against the Golas on Chanukah, but it's a Pechina Beruchnius Chanukah. We're not afraid of that which we're afraid of all year round. We're not bound by the oaths of Golas during the 8 days of Chanukah. The Haraya, we light the menorah on the left side. We light the menorah below 10 tefachim. We We're not worried about the outside world. We light the menorah. Al Pesach Beisoy Mibachutz. We're not worried about antagonizing the umays. On the contrary, we're illuminating the world. We're illuminating the outside world. Yaakov Avinu started this preparation. Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shava. When the Medrash says be'era shel shvua. Meaning, perhaps these shvuos, the shvuos that were bound by in Golas, Yaakov goes out of Be'era Shel Shvua. Yaakov is the neshama of Mashiach, and Yaakov brought Klal Yisrael that they should be zeicha in Golas, when we are bound by these shvuos, to get a taste of being able to be above these shvuos. Chanukah is the yomtiv that we're above Purim as well, as the Sfarim speak about Purim. As also, we enter into the border of Esav. On Chanukah, we're not afraid of Esav. On Chanukah, Adarav, and the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Ma'apala of all the Umayis Ha'oil. That's why we say in the Ma'ois Tzua, we mention all the downfalls of all the empires. We mention Mitzrayim, Kate, we say, Chayil Paroi V'chol Zara, Yardu Ke'evan B'Metzula. We mention Bavel, Kreis, we mention Akates Bavel, Zeru Bavel, Akates Shivim Laishakti. We mention Purim, Kreis, Kaimaz Beroish, Bikesh Agogi Ben Amadasa. We mention, of course, Yevonim, and we mention Edoim, Chasoibs, Reya Kodshech, Vekoriyat, Kates, HaYeshua. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where we thank Hashem for the Ma'apala of the Yevonim, which was the Choshech Zuyavin, and also for the, we thank already Hashem for the Mapala of the future Umais, that on Chanukah we get a taste of it already, because on Chanukah we experience the Oyre Shel Melech HaMashiach. What Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Lehalel Ulehoydos. On Chanukah we sing and praise and thank Hashem. That which Chizkiyahu did not do, and because of that Chizkiyahu was not Zeichen to be Mashiach, we do on Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Betochen and Shira, and Shira. Ahalal Hashem Elohim B'Shir, says David HaMelech. B'Shir is B'Gematria Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Shira. Complete Hallel. Hallel, we say, complete Hallel every day of the 8 days, like on Sukkot. Yodua, Yaakov is Sukkot. Avraham is Pesach, Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkot. So says the Tur, which is really brought down in Zohar. The Tur brings it at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. So Yaakov is Sukkot, and Yaakov Nosa Sukkosa. Sukkot is the Yom Tov of Betochen. A Yid goes into a Sukkah, which could hardly stand, which has come out no roof, unprotected, a Yid has no fear, he goes into the Sukkah, goes outside of his house, into the Sukkah, and with the Koyach of Betochen, stays in the Sukkah, Teish B'Kein Toduru, and is not worried about being harmed, a Yid has Betochen, he sits B'Tzilut B'Heimenu, so that's Yaakov, Yaakov is Sukkah. Chanukah is the extension of Sukkah, as all the Svarim tell us. Chanukah, according to Beis Shammai, you light the menorah in decrease mode, poichas and v'holchin keneged porei hachag, like the 70 bulls that they were makrivan sukkos in decrease mode from 14 to 7, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. Porei hachag, that's the 70 bulls connected to shivim umais. So what does Chanukah have to do with the porei hachag? Because Chanukah is the extension of sukkos. There's even a minig in some kehilos that they use the much that they wrap the esrog in for the wicks of the Chanukah candles. What's the Shaychus? Chanukah is the extension of Sukkot. But Chanukah goes further down and more out than Sukkot. Sukkot has to be Lamayla Miyud. The Schach must be above 10 Tfachim, while the Ner Chanukah is Davka Lamata Miyud. So Chanukah is a even greater manifestation of Betochen than Sukkot. And being that Yaakov is Sukkot, and Chanukah is the extension of Sukkot, so Yaakov prepares us not only for Sukkot, but he prepares us for Chanukah as well. So, Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shav, v'ayelech chorona. That's why the Medrash brings this pasuk that we mentioned before, the pasuk in Mishlei, im teilech lo betach darkecha. Betach is betochen. If a person has betochen, im tishkav v'loy sivcha, you can go to sleep and not be afraid. V'shachafta v'arvash nasecha, which is Kislev, Himlech Ois Samach B'Shina. The mode of the month is Shina. Like Chizkiyahu says, Yoshen al mitosai v'hakadosh baruch hu ois eloi nisim. We're not afraid, we're able to sleep, there's no fears, there's no worries. The way it'll be when Mashiach will come. That's why the Medrash brings this pasuk. Yaakov is leaving the comforts of his home and the comforts of the Beis Medrash of Shem and Aver. And Yaakov is going out into the world. He has to deal with Esav. He has to deal with Lavan. He has to deal with Yishmael. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. He's alone. He has no money. Eliphaz took away all his money. And he can go to sleep. Vayishkav b'mokoyim hahu. Yaakov goes to sleep. How could he sleep? Isn't he worried? Isn't he nervous? Isn't he scared? Because Yaakov is the epitome of betochen. Yaakov has total faith, total betochen in Hashem, betochen in Emunah. And by his betochen and amuna, bizman hagolus, which is for him, this is golus. Vayetze Yaakov b'be'er shav, is going out of Eretz Yisrael into charoin afshel mokoyim vayelech chorona charoin afshel mokoyim. Yaakov prepares us for the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Charoin afshel mokoyim is b'gematria Matisyahu. Matisyahu, the one who brought us the nes of Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash enters, goes out into Charoin Afshel Mokoyim. Charoin Afshel Mokoyim is B'gematria Beis HaMikdash. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash penetrates the outside. As we mentioned before, U'paratzta Yomav Akedva V'tzafayin V'anegva. Asida Eretz Yisrael Shetispasheit B'chol Ho'aratzah, the Medrash says. That Eretz Yisrael is going to spread all over the world. V'asida Yerushalayim shetispashet b'chol Eretz Yisrael. This hispashtus, the spreading of Eretz Yisrael, which is Paratz the Yom of Akedma, of Tzafayin of Anegba, Peritza, Mashiach is the Peretz, the Pirates. Keneged Uparzu Chaimais Migdolai, what the Yevonim wanted was to bring the Tumah in, Chanukah brings the Kedusha out. And there's a Hispashtus of Eretz Yisrael all over the world, which is the bracha that was given to Yaakov Avinu Davka. Yaakov now takes the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael with him and brings it outside, into Choron. We know that Chanukah is the 620th mitzvah. There are 620 mitzvahs. 613 midairaisa and 7 midrabanan. That's why there are 620 letters in the Aseres HaDibros. The last letter of the Aseres HaDibros, which is a chaf pshuta, is keneged the yomtiv, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, as the Bnei Yisoschus Mayrich on that Indian. Comes out the last letter of the Aseres HaDibros, the last mitzvah, the last yomtiv is Chanukah, keneged the last dayrois of Ikvus of the Mashiach, the last yomtiv where we are already experiencing the Oir HaShemelech HaMashiach, the Oir HaGonez, which is revealed on Chanukah, the Oir HaRishayim, the Oir that was revealed on the first day of creation, which will be revealed in the future, is also revealed on Chanukah. If we look at the first Rashi here, Vayetze Yaakov, so Rashi tells us that the Torah actually took a digressed, was discussing before, Yitzchak telling Yaakov to go and get married, to go and leave the area because of Esav, and then it talks about Esav, that Esav saw that his father didn't like the Menois Canaan, and he heard that he saw that Yaakov was listening to his parents, and Yaakov saw that his wives were not favorable in the eyes of his father, so he goes to Yishmael and he marries Machalat. Then the Torah comes back, okay, let's go back to what we were originally talking about, Vayetze Yaakov b'er shav v'yela charon. Rashi says, now we're going back to what we said before, so Rashi ends off here, Chazar le'inyin harishayin, the remez, Chanukah brings us back to the Or HaRishay. Chanukah brings us back to the Or HaGonaz. On the one hand, we're going back to the Or that was. On the other hand, the Or of the future is coming back to us. That's the Or of Melech HaMashiach. We know that Chanukah is hinted in the words Es HaOr Ki Toiv VaYavdel. Those words are referring to the Or HaGonaz, as Rashi brings in Parshas Bereishis. Es HaOr Ki Toiv is Begematria Or Melech HaMashiach. This is the Or HaGonuz, Es HaOr Ki Toiv VaYavdel, is Begematria, the word Chanukah 8 times. Chanukah 89 times 8 is 7, 12, that's Es HaOr Ki Toiv VaYavdel, that's the Or HaGonuz, that's the Or of Mashiach, that's the Or that penetrates, that goes out, that goes where no other Yom Tov can go, on the left and below 10 tefachim, and here too, Vayishkav b'makom ahu, Yaakov is lying on the ground, symbolizing a time when Jews are going to be on the floor. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kishocha le'ofar nafsheinu dovko le'oretz bitneinu, in Kapitel Mem Dalet of Tehillim, that there's a time when unfortunately Yidin are on the floor, Hishlich mishamayim eretz teferes Yisrael, the Pasuk says in Eicha, when Yidin are living in time of glory, in a time of Kedushas Beis Hamikdash, were on high. When Bezman HaGolus, Ubefrat Ikvus of the Mashiach, which is referred to as Regel, Matu Raglin Beraglin, then we're on the floor, below 10 Tfachim. But Chanukah lifts up those Doiras, those Neshamas that have fallen down to the floor. Here too, Vayishkav Bamokim, Yaakov lies on the floor. He's being Mesakein, those Neshamas, those Doiras that fell down to the floor. And there he receives a nevuah where Hashem tells him, Uparatz da yom of a kevma v'tzafayim of a negba. Hashem is telling him that I see the Eretz Yisrael shetispashet b'chol ha'aratzais, that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael will go everywhere, that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash could even be felt when one lights the menorah, even if it's in Antarctica. He feels the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. Charona v'ayivka b'amokoyim. In Charon he encounters the Shekhinah. Chanukah is the 620th mitzvah. Charona vayivka b'amokom is begematria 620. Which incidentally, if you take the word Chanukah and you spell it out b'miluoy, ches yutof, nun vav nun, b'miluoy is begematria 620. Keser. Chanukah is mitzvah number 620, and that's the mitzvah, that's the yomtiv, where even in Charona vayivka b'amokom, that even in Charon, one can encounter, one experiences the Shekhinah. Chazal tell us two pshatim in Vayivka b'amokim. One pshat is that he encounters the Shekhinah, that the Har HaMoriah came to him, the Beis HaMikdash came to him, the Kedusha went out. Chanukah. The other interpretation of Chazal is that Yaakov established the prayer of Ma'ariv. Yaakov tikein tfilas arvis. Ma'ariv is Chanukah. That's what Ma'ariv is. Ma'ariv is the tefillah of the night time. Like we light the menorah, Mishatishka hachama and Chanukah. Achatichla regal menashuk. Night time dafke after shkiyas hachama. We daven Ma'ariv at night. Yaakov is the one who was mesakein the tefillahs for those who are going to experience Laila, for those who are going to be, who are going to live in the time of darkness. That's Ma'ariv. And in Ma'ariv we say, Ve'emuna kol zois v'kayom aleinu. Ve'emuna kol zois v'kayom aleinu. Ma'ariv we say, Emuna, Shachris we say, V'yatzev v'nochoin v'kayom v'yosha. Shachris is it's daytime, there's behirus. Not such a need for emuna, but nighttime when there's chashchus, when there's hester upon him, mishatishka hachama, we say ve'emuna kol zois v'kayam oleinu. Ve'emuna kol zois v'kayam oleinu is begematria hadlokas ner Chanukah. The hadlokas ner Chanukah is the yomtif of emuna and betochen. A yid has betochen that he could light up the world when it's dark, and so many are on the left, and so many are below 10 tvachim, and so many are outside. Chanukah is the only Yom Tov that starts in the latter half of the month after Tezvav, when the moon is in decrease mode. And a Yid lights them in Oira anyway, and a Yid has betochen, and he makes the bracha, and he rejoices, and he sings shirois v'shishbachos. That's why Yaakov Avinu was saying shir hamalos. Yaakov Avinu was saying Tehillim, bizman, during the worst moments of his stay beveis lavon, or when he's running away from Esav, even though he's being nitman bebeis eiver, wherever he is, but he's living in chashchus, he's away from Yitzchak, he's out of Eretz Yisrael, what's he doing? He's saying shirois v'tishbachos. He's saying shir ha-ma'alois, says the Medrash. Ma'alois, that's Chanukah, is the yontif of ma'alin ba'kodesh, the 15th shir ha-ma'alois, the minig, by many chassidim, to say shir ha-ma'alois, on the night, the many Siddurim have it, many of those, the printed for Chanukah, they have the 15 Shir HaMalos, which incidentally is also a minute to say during Simchas Beis HaShoeva, connection between Chanukah and Sukkot. But on Chanukah, they say every night two, and then the last night to finish, or however it's done, to make sure to be mashlam, all the 15 Shir HaMalos during the 8 days of Chanukah. Why do we say Shir HaMalos? And many say it in front of the Menorah, after saying Mo'iz Tzur, they say this is the Shir HaMalos. To be merameis, this inyan that Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach, and he had the betochen, but he lacked the shira. He didn't sing, and therefore he was not zeichet to be Mashiach. But Chanukah is oirei shel melech haMashiach. So Chanukah is the yomtiv of halel v'hoidah, of shirois v'sishbachos, and betochen at the same time. Al yid lighting the menorah when it's dark, Bizman HaGolus, and in all the Mekaymus as mentioned before, where one lights the menorah, it displays tremendous betochen. Tfilas Arvis, Ma'ariv, the idea of davening Ma'ariv, that even Bizman HaLaila, a Yid has a Muna and davens Ma'ariv, and sings to Hashem, even though we don't see what we normally see, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, we don't have any Nevuah. The Yom Tov of Chanukah was first revealed after Nevuah came to a close. Not only Tanakh. There's no more Nevuah. It's a mitzvah Kenim, unlike Purim, which is considered a mitzvah Nevi'im. Chanukah was much later. And a Yid sings, and a Yid lights the menorah and illuminates the outside world, displays tremendous betochen. Chanukah, therefore, in a way, is the most powerful of all the Yom Tovim, and therefore it has the effect that it does on all Yidin, even those that normally there's no tikkun for, that other Yom Tovim perhaps cannot be misakein, certain Jews that are found in places and in Mekaymos and in Zmanim, that it's difficult for them to have a tikkun. On Chanukah, there's a tikkun for them. And that's Mashiach. Mashiach b'miluoy, the word Mashiach, if you spell it out, mem mem shin yud nun, Ches Yud Tov Yud Vav Dalet is Begematria Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. The Miloy of Mashiach, Mashiach's Inyan is Chanukah. Mashiach is going to be the one who's going to affect those who are on the left and those who are on the floor and those who are in every part of the world and those who are on the outside. and those who no one wants to bring in. Just like on Chanukah. On Chanukah we get a taste of what it's going to be like when Mashiach will come. Vayifka b'mokoyim vayolen. He encounters the Mokom HaMikdash and he lies down and he goes to sleep. Vayifka b'mokoyim vayolen is b'gematria soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noivlim. Yaakov Avinu purposely lies down and goes to sleep as he goes into Golas to teach Bnei Yisrael, to teach future generations that even in the worst of times that Yid has to have betochen, that you could sleep at night. Himlech oy samach b'shina. That's why the Medrash starts off this parasha with that pasuk in Mishlei. Im tifchad, im tishkav loy sifchod. If you go to sleep, you won't have what to be afraid of. That's going to be b'shleimus when Mashiach will come. V'hoya b'ayoyim hahu yitoka b'shoifa godoil. At that time, there'll be shleimus of security. B'shaftem lo vetach b'artzachem. That's why those were im tishkav loy sifchod. Is b'gematria v'hoya b'ayoyim hahu yitoka b'shoifa godoil. That's when that will take place b'shleimus. But if there's a ha'orah of it on Chanukah, there's a ha'orah of this in Kislev, when Himlich Oy Samach Bashina, B'shachafta V'Orav Hashnasecha. We live in a time, of course, where there's a lot of fear. We live in a time now where there's a lot of trepidation, fear. There's a lot of worry. There's a lot to be scared of. A very gloomy, pessimistic outlook of the future, whether it's what's going to happen here, what's going to be with the economy, what's going to be with Eretz Yisrael, what's going to be with the security of Eretz Yisrael, what's going to be with the betochen of Eretz Yisrael, what's going to be with the rise of anti-Semitism, v'chulu, everything that we see happening, b'zmaneinu, a yid is not to be in the spoil from any of that. V'shachafta v'orva shenasecha. A yid can go to sleep at night with no worries, should go to sleep at night with no worries. We say kriyash mesha'al hamita, yoshev v'seisir elyo, and the whole everything that's supposed to be said when a Jew goes to sleep at night and he has total betochen, he gives his neshama as a pikadon to Hashem, biyodcha afkid ruchi, knowing that in the morning he's going to wake up and sing shirois v'sishbochos, moida ani lefanecha, lekai neshama. A yid goes to sleep with betochen and wakes up with song. We go to sleep with faith and you wake up singing. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is betochen and shira. And even though it's only 8 days, the goal is that it spread throughout the entire year. Uparatz the yom of akedma v'tzafayin of anegba. Yala ha'poyreitz lefaneinu. That's why Chanukah time we always read about the leida of Peretz. Batikra shmoi Peretz. As the midwife says in Parshas Vayeshev, Ma paratzta olecha poretz. Paratzta olecha poretz. Olecha poretz is b'gematria ner Chanukah mismoil. The yomtif of Chanukah is the yomtif of pritza. Pritza l'mal yusuf. Melech poretz geder. The pasuk says, poretz geder yishchenu nochash. There it's talking about someone who doesn't listen to the Chachamim, who's a Poiretz Geder, he breaks down the barriers of Kedusha, deserves that the snake should bite him. There's also the Pnimiyistik Uptaich, Poiretz Geder, referring to Mashiach, Yishchenu Nochash, Nochash Begematria Mashiach, Nochash Rosh Hatevis, Ner Shel Chanukah. On Chanukah, we're able to be Poiretz the Gedorim, the Mitzorim of Golus. The Be'era Shel Shvuah, as mentioned before, we're above the Shvuah, is the oaths that we're bound to. Bizman HaGolus, on Chanukah we get a taste of what it's like to be after the time that these Shvuahs will be nullified. Ma Paratz Tolecha Paratz. May we be Zoicha to have the proper betochen that's necessary. Bizman HaZeh, what's required now certainly is betochen. That's the only thing that's going to get us through. Betochen and Emunah, and that's what's going to bring Mashiach. Tashuri, Emunah was the key to the Geula, Bizman, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bayaminu, Ba'ashem, B'Vamayisha Avdoi. Emunah, Betochen is the key to Geula now. Shirois, V'Sishbochois, so that we shouldn't make the same mistake that Chizkiyah did. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asis Chizkiyah Mashiach. Chanukah is a time to be masaking the pagam of Chizki and not saying the Shira Bizman of Sancheirev, and we zeicha to see with our own eyes all that the Nevi'im tell us and all the Nechamais, the Yeshuas and the Nechamais that were prophesied that we're going to be zeicha to, and we zeicha to see it before Chanukah, that this Chodesh Kislev should be the Chodesh Kislev is the Gematria Mashiach ben David. We should be zeicha that this Chodesh should be the Chodesh of his Galus. It's a month of revelation. We were zeicha to the revelation of the Pach Shemen, the revelation of the Or HaGonuz. We should be zeichet to the Giloy of Mashiach and to his Pashtus of Eretz Yisrael, B'chol Ha'aratzais, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash all over the world, and then together we all go to the actual Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the Meher of Yomeinu.